Hey folks, it's Audacity and Love and Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. And if you hear any licking and stuff, no, I'm not eating taco pie. Muffin is. She's giving herself a bath right here next to me. Anyway, I wanted to talk about, and I know it's on Facebook a lot, because this is like the third time I saw it, and it's so fitting for where I'm at in my life, and quite frankly, I have to thank the bartender, actually, for it, because, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and if it doesn't happen for a reason, you're going to figure it out, you know, and you're going to, hopefully, grow and learn from the situation that you're going through, and like I said in the last podcast about my cousin, falsely accusing everybody of, you know, sleeping with his wife and stuff. And I know that's a situation that he has to get over. I mean, unfortunately, not get over, get through. It's horrible. I've known her for many years. And obviously, I don't know her. You know what I mean? Like, she totally changed. I don't know if it's because she lost her mind or because she became a malignant narcissist. But she'll fuck anything that walks. And my cousin should be thankful that she's not in his life anymore except for the kids. Who wants to be with somebody like that, really? And unfortunately, we love who we love no matter what. And he could continue to love her, but have more respect for himself and self-worth to say, this is not, you don't deserve me. You don't deserve a person like me. And hopefully he'll get to that point, you know. But the one thing he shouldn't go around doing is, falsely accusing people of things that aren't right and aren't true just because he has to heal that part of him that is dealing with the fact that his wife did fuck half his fucking coworkers and his boss and even have a child by one of them, you know. And it's an unfortunate situation. I get it, but I know my limits, and I know I won't put up with people lying about me anymore, you know, or lying to me anymore, or using me, manipulating me, breadcrumbing me, the whole fucking thing. I'm just like, you know, who wants to have anybody in your life that does that to you? You know, there's major lack of caring, general. Like, I care for the human being. I care for other human beings, whether I have a relationship with them or friendship or connection to them. In general. So why would we can love somebody to death. I swear to God, I love the fucking bartender to death. The person I thought I knew, but I don't want her in my motherfucking life unless she comes clean and fucking apologizes to me and shows up fucking different. As my fucking cousin, you know, yes, they have children together and everything, but, you know, at the end of the day, why would you want somebody who fucking treats you like fucking shit, especially after you've treated them like gold? No fucking way. No way. You know, no matter how beautiful they are, no matter how many years you've been with them, whatever, at some point, you know, you just gotta say, nope, you don't deserve me at all, you know, and you gotta let them be whoever they fucking are, and that's it, you know, and you don't have to hate them, you know, they may not be bad people to other people, but they were bad to you. They did you wrong, they hurt you, and didn't apologize, didn't hold themselves accountable, you know, all that. So it's on them to live their life that way. Because 10 years down the road, when you've learned and you've grown from the situation or situations that happen in your life, good and bad, and that you learn to take accountability for the things that you've done wrong and then worked on yourself to change those things so that you weren't somebody that was a hurt person that went around hurting other people and didn't bleed over people that didn't cut you, and you learned to respect people's feelings and be grateful and not just say it and appreciative and not just say it, but actually show it in actions to other people that you are grateful and appreciative of the things that they do for you and everything. You're going to be, if you go through that, you're going to be the one that can look at the other person 10 years down the road and that person's still the same fucking person. They haven't changed one bit. They haven't changed one bit because they haven't learned anything. They haven't grown. They haven't learned how to hold themselves accountable. They haven't learned how to apologize, how to look at themselves and say, wow, what am I doing? I had a good motherfucking man or a good fucking woman or a good person, a good friend, a good person that was really interested in me and showed me in so many ways that in effort, not just in words, but in effort that they really did care about me and support me or whatever, you know? And it sucks. It does. I get it. It fucking sucks and it hurts to have people that you love and care about not love you back. Take advantage of you, lie to you, lied about you, manipulate you, whatever the case may be. Fuck around with every Tom, Dick, and fucking Harry or Sally and Sue or whatever. Take you for your money, the whole fucking thing. And mislead you, you know. It's unfortunate that we come across these people in our lives, you know. And I'm sure almost every last one of us have. And God bless the people that are in relationships since they were, you know, in high school and they got married and never dated anybody else. They don't know the heartbreaks that other people go through. They don't understand it. They don't understand how hard it is to let go of people that you love that didn't treat you right. Because you're stuck with the same person and, you know, you married the right person, you know, and you never had those type of situations happen in your life where you were dating around and getting hurt and all that kind of shit. So, you know, to those people that don't understand and be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, just get over it or whatever because you're still with somebody 20 years and it was your first fuck and your last fuck. You don't get to tell people, you know, that, you know, because you haven't earned it. You haven't fucking gone through the mill like most people do, you know. And lucky you, if you found somebody and you've been together since you were, you know, 17 years old or whatever, and you haven't suffered through the heartaches and the manipulations and the lies and people using you for money or whatever, you know, so you really just shush the fuck up is what I say, because you have no idea, you know, until you fucking go through it, you won't know how it is to be out in the field, seeing people, dating people, whatever, and then having them fuck you over, you know. And if you've never been fucked over and misled and breadcrumbed or used or, you know, cheated on or whatever, lucky you. But you can't tell other people how to get through it. They have to get through it. Yeah, you know, we all have our time zone and stuff like that. And I don't even care if it takes 100 years for people to get over. If that's their timetable, fine. My biggest thing, like with my cousin, is this. Don't fucking falsely accuse me of anything. You're not getting to disrespect me, or devalue me or fucking lie about me or what. I'm not taking that from anybody. You know, so that's my thing. You can take 100 years to fucking heal. I don't care. But when it starts to affect me, when you're trying to hurt me for the hurt that you're going through, and falsely accuse me of, I wouldn't even look twice at his wife for all the money in the fucking world. There's nothing attractive to her. She lost a lot of weight. And from that, and I knew it, and I fucking told him, look, she's going to lose weight, and she's going to start fucking becoming a narcissist, because that's what most people do. They start working out and getting in shape, and they become a narcissist to the fucking till. And, you know, then they're the best thing since sliced bread, and they go around, and they want to fuck everything that walks and everything. And, unfortunately, they were together for a very long time, and she didn't get to go around and fuck everything that walks. But now she has. She has fucked everything that walks, unfortunately. But the thing is, who wants to have that kind of person in your life? Who wants to have somebody that doesn't love you and value you like that, you know, anymore? So, at the end of the day, she doesn't value herself if she's going around fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And, you know, she's not valuing herself. So how can she value you? You know? And that's what most people that treat us like shit and manipulate us and breadcrumb us and use us and talk shit about us and lie about us and lie to us and cheat on us and all that kind of stuff, those people, they don't even value themselves. So they can't value you. They can't appreciate you. They can't be grateful for what you bring to the table. Because, you know, and like I said, hurt people. People that don't value themselves don't value other people. And none of it has to do with us. It's on them, you know. And you gotta love them because at the end of the day, that's what they need the most. That's what they need the most. But you don't have to be in their life. You can love them from afar. You don't have to take their shit anymore. If they come across and show up differently, that's another thing. If they show up and apologize and they actually change their behavior. And not only apologize to you, but come clean to the people they lie about you to. You know. Or lied to about you, whatever the case may be, you know, and the lies that they said to you, and come clean with that, you know, and then, you know, show up differently, behave differently. If you're with somebody who's not putting in the effort, physically, not just, you know, words, but physically putting in an effort, like you're putting an effort in, to maintain a relationship or friendship, then they're just using their words to manipulate you even more and get back to your life. You don't need anybody to get back into your life with words. You need people to get back into your life with words and then back it up with the effort that it takes to show up differently in your life so that, you know, you're not back where you were before. You know, and some people will take the opportunity to, like I'm doing, I'm not jumping into anything. And by the way, I'm flirting with a married woman. We're flirting. Yes, we are. I'm not going to fucking lie, but it's not going to go anywhere because, like I said, I don't like to cheat on people and I won't be a part of anybody that's cheating on somebody that they're with. Is it my responsibility to worry about fucking around with somebody that's married? No, she's the one that's married. It's her responsibility. She's the one that's committed. It's her responsibility. I hate it when I hear people blame the outsider for a relationship or a commitment or a marriage that went to shit because the husband or the wife decided to cheat on each other. No, that they're the ones who were committed to each other. They're the ones who took the vow, whatever. They're the ones who hold each other accountable. And it's not the responsibility of an outside party or the blame of an outside party on what happens with the relationship that they committed themselves to. But I do not, and I, you know, harmless flirting, yeah, whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm not going home with her. I'm not doing anything with her, you know, and you know, it's just having fun and relishing the attention that I'm getting from a beautiful young lady. But At the end of the day, no, I'm not, absolutely. And I have I been in this predicament before? Absolutely. Have I crossed the line? Nope, I have not, you know. Can I? I can if I want, if she's willing to, but, you know, it's not going to be, I take responsibility for myself. I wouldn't want it done to me, so I'm not going to engage in that kind of behavior with somebody else in their marriage. I will flirt, and I'm sure her husband flirts, you know, and everything, and I know that's why they have problems in her marriage, because she's not getting the attention that she wants and deserves from her husband, you know. And do I give her attention? For sure. You know, and vice versa. But that's where people have to look at their relationships and take accountability for what effort they're putting into their relationships. A lot of people get married and then they just let the effort's gone. It's like, I got you now, you know. Now it's like, I don't have to worry about anything anymore. And it's no. As far as I'm concerned, this is my feeling. Like, you should be dating for the rest of your fucking life if you're in a relationship, in a committed relationship. You need to treat it as a relationship where you're dating each other, you know, to keep that spark alive, you know, to have date night. You know, and it doesn't have to be a specific night. Some people go every Friday night. No, then it becomes a job. But to have date night, you know, figure it out. Hey, there's something going on. Let's go Wednesday night. They're having, like, Media PA has their Dine in the Streets thing, which is coming up soon. And I love it because I used to go to it all the time. And they pull all the tables out into the street. And they light up the fucking street, you know, and they have a band out there, car show, and all the restaurants have their tables out in the street. And it's just a fucking awesome time. It's really, you know, it's usually too, like, in the middle of the week. I don't know if they're still going to do it that way, but, like, on a Wednesday night or whatever, you know, they do it. And it's just a really nice time. So, yeah, like, things that are outside of the box. It doesn't have to be every Friday night. No, hey, honey, look, this Wednesday night, let's do this, you know, or whatever. But you gotta keep it alive. Otherwise, you know, just coming home and saying, fetch me a beer or whatever, or, you know, that's not going to keep it. And believe me, we get lost in our jobs. We get lost in our personal bullshit that's going on, you know, financially or whatever, but you gotta try and date that person, because you're trying to win them over, you know, pretty much almost every day in your life. That's how you gotta treat your relationships, you know. And unfortunately, I fall to the wayside, you know, and a lot of people fall to the wayside, but most people, they get married and they think that's it, you know, like, we're in it and I don't really have to work that hard to keep the romance alive, make sure you know that I love you and care about you, you know, and stuff like that. And look, I'll tell you, awesome relationship, Gary and Debbie, awesome. Trent and Kelly, awesome relationship, because they know how to make sure they take that time out in their marriage to do fun things together and make time and effort for each other. And that's what it takes, you know, is, and we have to learn the hard way. We have to go through a divorce or a really bad breakup, you know, to appreciate and lose people that we didn't appreciate before and value, you know, and recognize and see as somebody that was trying to love you, you know. And unfortunately, once we go through that, our next relationship or, you know, relationship or two after that is when you actually learn and grow enough to recognize the person that you're with. And what you need to do to keep that relationship alive. Luckily, Trent and Kelly have been together and they are a perfect match. They've been together. They don't know, I don't think, what it is to break up with people and have broken hearts and shit like that. I don't think they've even really gone through all that shit. So shut up, Kelly. No, just kidding. Shut up, bitchalante. But anyway, although, I don't know, Kelly, were you whoring around before? I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I know that Trent said he was whoring around before, but anyway. You end up, and this is what I'm talking about, learning and growing through the good times and the bad times and, you know, people using you and everything like that. All you need to do is take that and grow from it so that the next situation or relationship you're in, you've learned that lesson and you know how to deal with it or to have a better relationship, how to put that effort in, how to show that person. Look, the way I was with the bartender, I'm proud of myself because those are everything that I showed her, gave to her, did for her, you know, was because I had to learn through my relationships, all those lessons about, and it. I know it's because I look inward a lot. What did I do wrong in this relationship? What could I do better in the next relationship? So every relationship I've had, I've always tried to better myself for the next relationship. So I'm proud, even if it was lost on her, it wasn't really lost. Hopefully, she'll recognize that and grow from it. And maybe the next relationship she has, she'll appreciate what somebody is trying to do when they're trying to love her and care about her, you know, and maybe see them for who they are, you know, not what she can get from them, but who they are and what she can give to them. Not only get, but give to them, you know. So I am proud of myself for that. And with this, and her situation, I've learned that I am not going to allow anybody to disrespect me anymore or devalue me or not appreciate me or my effort or my love or my caring. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have somebody lie about what transpired between us anymore and gaslight me and you know, whatever. And not apologize and not take accountability. I don't want anyone in my life that can't own their shit like I own my shit, you know, and show up differently. And that's what people have to do. And this is all a lesson in life, lessons in life that bring you to relationships like Gary and Debbie have, like Kelly and Trent have. You know, those are relationships where they can still take time out to have a good old time, you know, date each other, you know, enjoy each other's company, want to be around each other, and be best friends with each other, you know, want to share experiences and show the effort towards each other, you know, and value each other and respect each other and appreciate and be grateful for each other. And that only comes through all the fucking lessons that we have to fucking go through in life. And if we go through them and grow from them, then we're doing the right thing. But if you go through them and you don't do the things that you need to do that may, you know, feel a little difficult and hard to do, but you got to do them. You got to in order to get to the other side of it, you know. And you'll be surprised at how apologizing to people, taking accountability, telling people, no, I am not going to tolerate this shit. You cannot do this to me. This was hurtful, you know, or whatever. And that's it, you know. And if that person values you when you tell them that, maybe they need the time to sit with it a little bit and think about it. Then show up, you know, to apologize or change, show up differently from how they did before and everything. Then you can let them back in your life if you want. Test pilot program. Boom. And then if they start to show up the same way they were before, sorry, but you're still the same person. You're the same person that I fucking cut out of my life because you did me wrong. So now you think you're going to do me wrong so you can benefit from all the things that I was doing for you and the kind of person that I am, no, you don't get to come here, you know. I hope my cousin knows that, you know, he shouldn't lose friendships and relationships with family members, you know, over somebody that has zero value for herself, let alone value for him. And, you know, that, you know, he's a hurt person not getting the right help to heal himself so that he doesn't bleed over people that didn't cut him. And he directs that more on creating boundaries and rules and regulations as to how you're going to deal with me, kind of self-respect, you know? So hopefully you'll get there. But I wanted to read this real quick. I got to work in Hamilton tomorrow. You know, it's so funny because I was reading the schedule for, okay, what time do I have to be in Hamilton? So today I had to work Violent 10:30 to 7. So tomorrow I have to work 9:30 to 6 in Hamilton. So what did I do? I thought, for whatever reason, that I was leaving early, I was leaving at 6:30 today instead of 7. And I took my break, my last break, from 6 to 6:15. And I took my lunch from 5:30 to 6. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be leaving in 15 minutes. Put my shit in my car and everything. I'm like, whoa, no, I'm not. Because I'm here till 7. I just read the calendar and just figured this is what I'm going to be doing today. And no, I'm getting confused with what's going to happen tomorrow or whatever. So, yeah, so I ended up spending the last, 45 minutes pretty much on the floor anyway. So, you know, I mean, as long as I'm at work doing work and walking around at least, you know, so that was on there and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, but anyway, let me read this thing. Let me read this. But it's funny how your mind works, like you just glancing at that, you know, totally like kind of threw me off as to what my schedule was for today. And say, I'm glad I didn't, because that happened before. I punched out late, I think, one day, because I was reading the schedule and I thought that I was staying later. And then I was able to, it actually worked out perfect because I had plans, and I had to make that 1 hour up as far as I had to leave early one day. So I had plans out of town with somebody. And I was like, you know what? I can meet her now because I am able to take an hour early off work. You know what I mean? I asked my boss, look, I got plans. And, you know, somebody wanted to meet me earlier than what we had planned. So is it possible that I can leave an hour early so I can, you know, meet up with her earlier? And he's like, yeah, you know, that's cool. And I was like, awesome. I said, because it was dead anyway. So maybe I should do that more often. No, just kidding. So anyway, the thing is, you know, it's called Let Them. Are you familiar with the Let Them theory? I'll tell you, friends, the more I grow, the more I am okay with accepting the Let Them in my own life and relationships. This is something that took me a very long time to learn. It's so true about me, too. I used to tolerate a lot because I didn't want to lose people. But I learned the hard way. If they were really my people, they would never treat me like that. Don't make the mistake of being so understanding and forgiving that you overlook the fact that you're being repeatedly disrespected. Let them get upset. Let them judge you. Let them misunderstand you. Let them gossip about you. Let them ignore you. Let them be right. Let them doubt you. Let them not like you. Let them not speak to you. Let them run your name in the ground. Let them make you out to be the villain. Whatever it is that people want to say about you, let them. Kindly step aside and let them. The hard truth is they know how much they are hurting you. And they just simply don't care. They did it knowing it could cause them to lose you, and they did it anyway. People that love you care about you, how you feel. People that love you care about how they make you feel. The end. Let them go. There will be people that would rather lose you than be honest about what they've done to you. Let them go. The lack of respect was the closure. The lack of apology was the closure. The lack of care was the closure. The lack of accountability was the closure. The lack of honesty was the closure. Let them go. Make the decision to no longer sit at tables where you might be the topic when you get up. Let them go. You can still be kind. You can even still love them deeply. But do it from the distance they created in their words and actions, or inactions. Access to you is a privilege they have proven they can't be trusted with. Let them go. You don't need to tell your side of the story. God already knows. The universe already knows. Let God and the universe fight the battle for you. Let them go. Karma is basically what comes to them, you know, especially if they've intentionally set out and knowingly set out to hurt you, or knew they were hurting you and using you and mistreating you and taking advantage of you and not appreciating you and not valuing you or or respecting you. If they knew all that and they were doing it, then, you know, that's something they threw out in the universe that will come back to them. So it's taken me a long time to get here. Sleepless nights, countless tears, managing a range of emotions filled with anger, disappointment, confusion, and deep hurt. Lots of self-reflection, self-preservation, deep prayer, and seeking wisdom from those much wiser than me. If you are struggling with this, please know you are not alone. We will never understand why hurt people, but we can do the hard work to grow ourselves. Because healed people do, in fact, heal people. Don't you dare let them steal your joy. Don't you dare let them steal your light. Don't you dare let them steal your peace. You are in control of that. And don't ever change for other people. If you're a good person and you're a kind person and you're a generous person and you're a loving person and you really do care for other people, you know, don't let them take that away from you, really. Remain the same person. Just change your fucking circle. That's all. Hold tight to what you can control and release your grip on what you can't control. Just let them go. And I can't say, you know, it's unfortunate that we all have to suffer in life in order to learn and grow. And that we have to, and the people we love the most are the people that will hurt us the most, time and time again. The people that we give the most to, the people that we care most about, the people that we want to see and value their lives and see them win in life and see things in them that they don't even see in themselves, you know? Unfortunately, those are the people that will disappoint us the most, you know? And it's really not about us. It's really about them. It's really about, you know, them seeing us for who we are and appreciating us, but also seeing themselves for who they are. You know, like I said, unfortunately, like my cousin is hung up on the person that his wife used to be. And she changed tremendously. Like, to me, not only is she different looking because she lost a whole lot of weight, but her insides are absolutely ugly. The inside of her as a person is absolutely ugly. And it's unfortunate that some people can be beautiful on the outside and ugly as fucking sin on the inside. And sometimes they become that way, and sometimes you're just born that way, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know. But then there's people, and I know that my cousin is hung up on on the woman that he married, on the woman that she used to be, you know. Just like I'm not really hung up on the bartender of the person that I thought she was when I was getting to know her. That's the person I fell in love with, but obviously it's not the person she is, you know. So do I love the person that she isn't? Nope. I love the person that I fell in love with, a person that I thought I was getting to know or thought I knew. And if she is that person, then, you know, more power to her if she ends up fucking taking accountability and showing up differently, you know, to me and to herself, really. Because I, you know, like, I valued who she was as a human being. I think more than she values herself, you know. And unfortunately, I think my cousin values his wife for who she used to be, but who she isn't now, you know. And we do that with people because we want to know. The type of people I am, just like the type of people my fucking cousin is, and other people, we want to believe the best in people. We want to believe that they will be either change back to who they used to be or change to be a better person, you know. And like, I want to see the bartender be a better person. And he wants for his ex-wife to be who she used to be, the person that he married. And unfortunately, she's not. Just like, unfortunately, I don't believe the bartender's ever going to be a better person. You know, like I said, I valued her. I supported her. I believed that she had more talent and value to herself than she was giving herself. You know, unfortunately, we can't change people. And we can't let people be in our lives that don't want to change, number one, for the better, and don't want to take accountability for anything that they've done, and want to continue to disrespect you, devalue you, whatever, you know. You can't have that. You can't, you know. It's not healthy for you. At the end of the day, you got to think of yourself. No matter how much you love somebody, and you're not loving yourself, if you allow people, like that into your life, you know. You can allow people that changed back into your life, that apologized or whatever, but you can't, allow people that don't want to grow, don't want to learn, are going to show up the same person, you know. And expect you to be the same person back to them once they put you through a bunch of shit. You can't. You can't. You might be able to have a better... If they show up and they're accountable, you might have a better situation because now they're showing up differently and they can match you in effort and whatever the case may be and be different and not cheat on you anymore or lie or whatever and go to counseling and... You know what I mean? Be a little, you know, like I said, if somebody's been cheated on, they're going to be insecure. So what do? You check in with them. Honey, I'm going to the store. I'll be 10 minutes. I just want you to know, you know, so they know they're feeling secure that you're not fucking around with them again, you know, so that might have to happen for a while so they can learn to trust you again. You know, it's baby steps and stuff, but. You can't have people that aren't going to show up differently, haven't grown, haven't learned, haven't looked at themselves and said, what did I fucking do wrong in this situation that I should be accountable for? So this way we can fucking, you know, mend this situation and start anew or whatever the case may be, you know. But I don't blame people for my stupidity, you know, for things that have happened in my life. I blame myself, you know. So I don't, you know, but do I blame people if they lie to me? Yeah, if they lie about me? Yeah, you know, that's not on me, that's on them, you know. Certain things are on me, certain things are on them. So I take accountability for what is on me, you know. So, and I hope, you know, like, my cousin should apologize, and he hasn't apologized to me, and it's, you know, but he keeps trying to say, you know, shit that ain't true. Not only about me, look, there's other people that he said that to, you know, about, oh, you're talking to my wife or whatever. It's an issue he has to go to a therapist for to try and get through. But you know, you can't go around and falsely accusing people and then act like, oh, I'm mad at you. No, fuck you. No, I'm mad at you. And I have a right to. You're fucking falsely accusing me of fucking around with your ex-slutty fucking wife. You know what I mean? And no, that didn't happen. That would never happen. You know, I'm not attracted to her. I haven't even talked to her. I literally have not talked to her in 4 years. And he just last year, 3 times, accused me of talking to her and, you know, trying to get with her and shit like that. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, really? I don't even know her contact information. Because that's how long. I see, like, she has a fucking, what do you call it? OnlyFans site. And the only way I've seen anything from that is from Kelly and Trent showing me shit. Or him, who fucking has a paid, pays and tips her on the site, even though he's fucking vilifying her behind her back. It's just a sick situation, anyway. So yeah, let the cat out of the bag. That's just some fucking sick shit right there. You know, you're never gonna let her go. Like, that's me fucking showing up at the bar after the bartender lied to her mother about me and fucking asked for space from my food giving and all the kind things that well, she didn't say that. She's you know, needs a break from my food. From getting food, I guess. But yeah, it's like, you know, that's like, I don't ever want to see the bartender again. And I show up every day at the bar. Like, what the fuck? No, I don't ever want to see the bartender again. You know, unless she apologizes to take accountability, you know, but yeah, but he's like, I don't ever want to fucking see my fucking ex-wife again. Meanwhile, he's subscribing to her OnlyFans site and tipping her and then complaining about the fucking child support and the alimony. Is just a sick situation. And telling everybody else, accusing them that they all want to fuck her wife. I wouldn't touch that, like I said. And I'm going to be very dirty and gross right now. And I don't give a fuck if anybody likes it. But like I said, I'm not fucking sucking. I'm not eating anybody's taco pie who's fucking around with any guys. Because I'm not, you know, taking his load in my fucking mouth. And I would never, in a million years, no matter how much you paid me, eat her fucking pussy or want to be with her. There's nothing I find attractive about her at all, and nothing, no fucking contact at all with her for years, or interest, or even think about her unless he brings her up, or Kelly and Trent bring her up. And as a matter of fact, she's come to the PBA parties, and I don't even know what she's looked like, and she was dancing right next to me with a couple black dudes on the floor, whoring it up on the fucking floor, and I didn't even know it was her, because that's how much I fucking give a fuck about her. I didn't even fucking know that she was right behind me, practically fucking screwing two guys on the fucking floor, you know? So, you know, and that was this year and last year. That I didn't even know she was there. She supposedly was sitting a table over, and I still don't know, because they were saying she's over there, and I'm like, oh, really? I didn't even bother looking to see if she was there or not. I don't care, you know. But yeah, keep subscribing to that OnlyFans site and keep tipping your ex-wife while you're bitching about her behind her back. That's just super psychotic right there. You're never gonna fucking heal. Like, I don't care. Look, my ex, the crazy ex, still sends her fucking cat woman friend in to spy on me. Go ahead, whatever. I don't care. I really don't. Like, the bartender, she comes in to shop, fine, shop. I don't care. You know, like, I don't want the people that are going to hurt me back in my life or hurt me back in my life unless they show up differently and fucking apologize. Otherwise, you're somebody that I love and or used to love and, you know, or never loved, and you were just a fucking using bitch that, like, my ex that I took to court, you know, was a plot and a plan, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, you're not the person that I thought you were, or, that I hoped you were, or that I valued you and supported you and respected you and, you know, valued you more than you valued yourself, or whatever the case may be. It's like, this is life, you know. I know what I want. I know who I want to end up with. And, you know, obviously it's not the bartender, or anybody like my ex, you know. It's a shame because the woman that's married, she has all the, like, we had a major discussion today and about politics, about immigration, about things. She reads every night, you know. Yeah, that's the kind, she watches, like, the same fucking shows that I watch. I don't know about the music, but, you know, she's much, much younger than me. She's 30. She's 30 fucking years old. But she has an old soul, you know. So, yeah, somebody, not, like I said, Chloe from Married at First Sight. As a matter of fact, Chloe and Michael didn't work out. Maybe I should call her. Say, yo, I don't know if you want to swing on to the other side here, but I think we could do good. Although I'm not into the, I'm going to be honest, the five kid foster kids is what did it for him, because I don't know if I could handle five foster kids at my age. I could probably handle one foster teenager or whatever, but like I said, I don't have the patience for kids. I have all the patience in the world for animals, and maybe not even that much. No, just kidding. I'm only kidding, Muffin. I love you. But, yeah, kids are another story, you know, because, you know, they can be horrible, horrible human beings, you know. And, like, I'm too old to fix people, you know. I'm too old to think I can fix people or want to fix people. You know, like I said, I'm too old to deal. It's not even too old. I'm still young at heart. I've been through too much in my life to want to fix people, to want to raise kids, to want to babysit drunks or fucking druggies or any of that shit. I've been through it. I've helped people that were on drugs. I've been through, and, you know, drinking problems, been in relationships with people like that. The whole thing. I don't want it anymore. I know what I want and what I don't want, and I don't have the time or patience to waste on those kind of things, you know, or those type of people anymore. You know, good luck to you. I wish you the best, but I don't want to be a part of it anymore, and I don't have to save people anymore. I don't want to save people anymore. I really don't, you know. So I'm saving myself. I'm saving myself for a person that's going to show up to me the way I show up to them. And I'm saving myself to keep myself happy on what I want out of life and enjoy my life before I fucking leave this earth. And time is wasted on people, and I don't have that kind of time to be wasting, you know. So, yeah. I know what I want from somebody, and at the end of the day, I know it's nothing that the bartender can ever offer me. You know, I offered her more than she could ever get from anybody else. And hopefully she'll take that with her in her next relationship and say, hey, you know, I now see the effort and appreciate it and want to meet you halfway in this effort that, you know. And hopefully my cousin will, you know, figure that out too, you know. But, you know, let them be who they're going to be and work on you. That's all you can control anyway. Anything else is divine timing, is people showing up the way they're supposed to, is, you know, we can only hope and wish the best for them. And go on our merry way, you know, and live our lives. So, and love people that really you want to love somebody that loves you back in the same way. You know, you can still love those people that hurt you. You can still love them and care about them because you saw something in them that they don't see in themselves or that they're not anymore, you know, but they were at one time, you know, and you could still hope and wish that they'll take accountability, that they'll apologize, but you can't sit back and wait for it. You can't, you know. You just keep on moving, keep on living, keep on loving and having a good time and chasing your dreams and your goals and let them catch up to you, you know, and show up. And then if they don't, just keep grooving because they're not your person. They're not your people. They're not your tribe, you know. So anyway, I'm going to get going, but I'll talk to you guys later, man.